From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first headlines. The Indonesian President Joko Widodo urged the death rate and daily COVID-19 cases in 9 provinces to be lowered. The European Union asked China to remove barriers of cooperation after the summit with China. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo urged the death rate and transmission rate of the coronavirus or COVID-19 in 9 Indonesian provinces to be reduced. The 9 provinces that have contributed to the death rate and new COVID-19 cases drastically are DKI Jakarta, West Java, Central Java, East Java, North Sumatra, South Kalimantan, South Sulawesi, Papua, and Bali. Spokesperson for the COVID-19 Task Force, Wiku Adhisasmito, said the President has assigned the Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan and the head of the National Disaster Management Agency to collaborate with Health Minister Terawan Agus Putranto to handle the COVID-19 cases in these 9 provinces. Through the Presidential Secretariat YouTube channels on Tuesday, Wiku Adhisasmito explained the President is targeting the death rate must decrease within the next 2 weeks.
Target yang diharapkan adalah penurunan penambahan kasus harian.
The main target is to reduce the number of daily cases, secondly to increase the cure rate, and thirdly to reduce the mortality rate. The President asked the target must be achieved within the next 2 weeks.
Target ini dapat dicapai dalam waktu 2 minggu ke depan.
Wiku Adhisasmito added, in order to achieve this goal, several steps would be taken, including equalizing data between central and regional governments, conducting justice operations to enforce health protocols, discipline by enforcing criminal regulations. Another step is to improve the management of COVID-19 patient care to reduce mortality and increase recovery rates, as well as specifically in handling the COVID cluster in each provinces. The government of Indonesia and Colombia hope that the students' exchange program and scholarship will be continued of the COVID-19 pandemic post. This was conveyed by the Director General of America and Europe at the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Igede Nguras Wajaya, on Tuesday. When opening the 40th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries, which was held virtually, he emphasized that Indonesia and Colombia must continue to provide scholarships and student exchange programs in order to improve inter-community relations. Nguras Wajaya also welcomed the Spanish language learning programs provided by the Colombian government for Indonesians. On the same occasion, the Colombian ambassador to Indonesia, Juan Camilo Valencia Gonzalez, said that during the pandemic, the Colombian government provided courses to learn Spanish in cyberspace from September to December 2020. He said there were 60 students from the Latin American study program and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs who attended the program. The Indonesian embassy in Beijing postponed the departure of students majoring in Indonesian language in China who achieved benefits from the Dharma Siswa program to Indonesia until 2021. The Education and Culture Attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, Yaya Sutaria, explained that those who passed the Dharma Siswa test this year will depart next year. Yaya Sutaria added that his party had succeeded in capturing 22 students from China who have a right to scholarship from the Ministry of Education and Culture. He explained that all students were screened through a series of tests held by the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing. As in previous years, the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing prioritized students majoring in Indonesian language in China who took the test with an average quota of 25 people. Dharma Siswa recipients can choose universities in Indonesia, both public and private, to study Indonesian for 1 year at the expense of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Chinese President Xi Jinping met virtually with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and European leaders on Monday, September 14. The meeting, which was held virtually, was also attended by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council leaders Charles Michel. During the meeting, the European Union leaders asked Chinese President Xi Jinping to open up markets, respect minorities, and step back from violence in Hong Kong. In a press conference after the virtual meeting, German Chancellor Angela Merkel revealed that the leaders of the European Union and China had discussed several crucial issues, including foreign investment, market access, and minority issues. According to Angela Merkel, European Union leaders have succeeded in pressing Chinese leaders about the treatment of minorities and human rights.
Ich bin zufrieden, dass es gelungen ist, in diesem Dialog heute mit China auch die Themen.
I am satisfied that in today's dialogue with China, some difficult problems are likely to be resolved. The important issues discussed were violence in Hong Kong, treatment of minorities and human rights. So today is a good, honest and open discussion that must be continued.
Offener Austausch, der fortgesetzt werden sollte.
Angela Merkel further explained that there had been progress in the investment agreement that had been pursued over the past 7 years. Merkel added that the European Union also wants China's stronger commitment to climate change. We have urged them, and Ursula von der Leyen said that it is necessary to make progress on investment agreements, and we've also made clear our strategic partnership on climate issues. Overall, cooperation with China must be based on certain principles of reciprocity and fair competition. Even though we have different social systems, we are committed on multilateralism, and it must be based on rules. Chinese President Xi Jinping was not present at the joint statement. The state-owned news agency Xinhua reported that Xi Jinping refuses to interfere in Chinese affairs, especially on human rights. The U.S. Chambers of Commerce welcomed the U.S. Trade Representative USTR decision to lift tariffs on Canadian aluminum. Executive Vice President and Head of International Affairs Myron Brilliant said in a statement on Tuesday. In its decision, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative USTR stipulated that Canadian aluminum imports in the United States should be no more than 83,000 tons in September, 70,000 tons in October, 83,000 tons in November, and 70,000 tons in December. The USTR noted that if Canadian imports exceed 105% of the expected volume for any months during the four-month period, then the 10% tariff may be reimposed retroactively on all shipments made that month. The Chambers welcomes the news that the US will drop the damaging tariffs it recently reimposed on aluminum from Canada. What American manufacturers need now is certainly that these tariffs won't make another reappearance. Setting aside these treats once and for all will allow American job creators to focus on economic recovery. New Zealand will lift coronavirus restrictions across the country on September 21st, except in its biggest city, Auckland, which is the epicenter of the second wave of infection. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said recently. Ardern also said Auckland's restrictions will be reviewed next Monday. The Prime Minister also said that the government would immediately ease all physical distancing requirements on planes, a boost for Air New Zealand that had to limit passengers on its planes for months. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern further said in a news conference in the South Island city of Dunedin, where she is on an election campaign trip, that masks will still be mandatory on all public transport. New Zealand, a nation of 5 million, had appeared to have succeeded in halting community transmission of COVID-19, but a fresh outbreak in Auckland in August prompted the government to place the city back in lockdown. The Prime Minister scaled back the restriction this month, but the city is still under alert level 2.5, meaning social gatherings of more than 10 people are not allowed. Air quality in the major cities in Oregon was the worst on record as the state continues to be blanketed by thick smoke from wildfires ravaging nearly 5 million acres in the U.S. West environmental officials in the heavily forested state said. The fires have generated so much smoke that, along with hazardous air from California to Washington state, skies above the U.S. Capitol have also taken on a hazy tint, thanks in part to smoke wafting thousands of miles from the West Coast. The unprecedented wildfires have burned through towns in Oregon, while also devouring forests in California, Washington, and Idaho. The resulting blanket of ash and smoke has made the region's air quality among the worst in the world. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Semboyan kami ang kasawan RRI. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Patuh dan setia berjiwa Pancasila.
Setia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Ahead of November U.S. Presidential Election. The 2020 United States presidential election is only 2.5 months away. The American people in November will elect a president for the next 4 years term. It is still not known who will lead the country next, whether Donald Trump will come to power as president for the second time, or his Democratic opponents who will replace him. What is certain is that the Democrats and Republicans must convince the people of the United States to choose one of the candidates. The progress of democracy in that country is increasingly felt. To reassure voters, the two presidential candidates, the incumbent Donald Trump and Joe Biden of the Democratic Party, have started their campaign. Both are working hard to become the 46th president of the United States. Observers and several surveys named Joe Biden as the favorite candidate. Joe Biden, who is in the past accompanied Barack Obama as vice president, based on research results last week or since the official campaign begun, shows his national superiority over Donald Trump. Even so, the two presidential candidates still have to fight to win in several places, often called swing states. Swing states are several states in the United States where voters tend to flip between two parties in each election cycles and could determine the victory of the presidential candidate. Based on the result of an interim survey, the two presidential candidates, namely Trump and Biden, have an equal chance of winning in those states: Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin are often said to be swing states where no competition occurs. Along with the campaign carried out by the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, opinions are usually voiced by various survey institutions. Experts and observers will also speak up through the mass media. Survey results and opinion as well as news coverage may influence people's choice. But 4 years ago, the facts showed that the campaign method and content, as well as the strategic approach to voters, largely determine elections results. If in November, the Democratic Party candidate managed to win over most of the votes, the U.S. state policies then, both internal and external, are very likely to change. Listener, that was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, we meet again in Today in History of a Voice of Indonesia. We start from a historical event on September 16, 1982, Sabra and Satila Massacre. The Sabra and Satila massacres took place on September 16, 1982 in Beirut, Lebanon, which was then occupied by Israel. This massacre was carried out by the Lebanese Maronite Christian militia on the Palestinian refugees in the Sabra and Satila refugee camps. The Maronite forces were directly under the command of Ali Hobeika, who later became a member of the Lebanese parliament and in the 1990s also became a minister in the Lebanese cabinet. Throughout the incident, the Sabra and Satila camps were surrounded by Israeli soldiers and the militias were sent by Israel to search for members of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, PLO. The extent to which Israel was guilty of this massacre was widely debated. However, from the findings proved that Israelis, including Ariel Sharon, were indirectly responsible for the massacre. Next, turn to history. On September 16, 1987, the signing of Montreal Protocol. The Montreal Protocol is an international treaty which was designed to protect the ozone layer by eliminating the production of a number of substances believed to have an impact on the depletion of the ozone layer. This treaty was signed on September 16, 1987 and entered into force on January 1, 1989. Since then, the Montreal Protocol has undergone seven revisions, namely in London, England in 1990, in Nairobi 1991, in Copenhagen 1992, in Bangkok 1993, in Vienna 1995, in Montreal 1997, and in Beijing 1999. As a result of these international agreements, the ozone hole in Antarctica was slowly improving. Climate projections suggest that the ozone layer will return to 1980 levels between 2050 and 2070. Due to its wide adoption and implementation rates, the Montreal Protocol is considered an example of successful international cooperation. The target of the Montreal Protocol is to restore the depletion of the ozone layer by 2050. We end with a story on September 16, 1975, was birthday of badminton player Chandra Wijaya. Rafael Chandra Wijaya, or known as Chandra Wijaya, was born in Cirebon, West Java on September 16, 1975. He was a legendary Indonesian badminton player and gold medalist at the 2000 Olympics. Chandra Wijaya was one of the best men's doubles players ever owned by Indonesia. He won the Eddie Chung Player of the Year Award in 2000 in Sydney, paired with Tony Gunawan. His various achievements include the champion of the 1999 All England Championship, World Championship champion in 1997, champion of the 1996 Asian Championship, champion of the World Grand Prix Championship in 1997, 1999, 2000 and champion of the Japan Open 2000, 2006 and 2001. That was Today in History.
Greetings, I'm Kho Tien Chan, Acting Head of Radio Program, Radio Television Brunei, Negara Brunei Darussalam. I'm pleased to wish and congratulate Radio Republic Indonesia on their 75th anniversary. It is definitely a great milestone. Once again, congratulations and wishing Radio Republic Indonesia a happy 75th anniversary.
Jumpa, percaya padaku, aku rindu kamu.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here's today's My Indonesia, which is titled Industry Ministry Improves Design Quality of Small Medium Industries Cosmetic Packaging. Indonesian Industry Ministry kept encouraging the improvement of small medium industry cosmetics and herbal products packaging, so they will produce safe and quality products and also fulfill the standards for marketing. That was stated by the Director General for Small Medium and Multifarious Industry, Gati Wibowoningsi, in an official statement in Jakarta on Monday, September the 14th. Gati Wibowoningsi said the packaging trend for cosmetics and herbal products are developing into eco-friendly. She exemplified natural or colorless non-metal cap, bamboo cap, or high-quality recycled plastic. Besides that, there is also a trend to use natural materials, so it will open the emergence of natural-based cosmetics, such as for spa and face masks. To follow such a trend in improving packaging design, Directorate General for Small, Medium, and Multifarious Industry had a webinar about packaging trends for cosmetics and herbal products of small, medium industries recently. Gati said the increasing use of cosmetics and herbal products had made manufacturers create interesting designs, so that the main function of a packaging is not only to protect the product, but also an important part of marketing. She added the increasing need for beauty and wellness products is projected to trigger the growth of the national cosmetics industry. Moreover, cosmetics now is not only a primary need for women, but also for men and children. Gatti added, the packaging industry currently cannot be separated from the industry sector in general. Along with the increasing industrialization into the 4.0 era, the packaging industry develops even quicker. Until 2019, the industry ministry recorded 797 cosmetics industries nationally. This number had increased from 760 companies in the previous year. Around 95% of the total national cosmetics industry is also the small-medium industry. Based on data from Indonesia Packaging Federation, the performance of Indonesian packaging industry is projected to grow around 6% in 2020 from the last year's realization, around 98.8 trillion rupiahs. Based on the materials, the distributed packages are 44% flexible packaging, 28% paperboard, and 40% rigid plastic. Characteristic of the three types of packaging from economic and durability aspects made it a better choice. Gatti rewarding Sidin Hope by joining the webinar about packaging trend, the small-medium industry's competitiveness, especially the cosmetics and herbal products manufacturers, can increase. And listener, that was My Indonesia.
Yang kami angkasawan RRI sekali di udara tetap di udara semenjak 45.
Hello listeners of Radio Republic Indonesia. I'm Taesong Park, Ambassador of Republic Korea to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 75th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia. Not only Indonesia, but also the whole world are suffering from the COVID-19 pandemic these days. The pandemic is greatly changing ways of our daily life and business activities. I would like to deliver my sincere heart of support to every Indonesian who is fighting against COVID-19. Indonesia and South Korea will work together closely to prevent the spread of the virus. Stay safe, stay healthy. Semangat Indonesia, sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Jatuh cinta, aku tak mudah untuk jatuh hati. Tapi mengapa kini kau tinggalkan aku? Kau memilih dia, ku bersumpah atas nama cinta, aku tak rela kini kau telah jadi miliknya. Ku jaga kesetiaan cinta, tapi kini kau kecewakan. Hatiku terluka. Tapi kini engkau telah jauh dariku, meski hati ini kau telah jadi miliknya. Ku jaga kesetiaan cinta, tapi kini kau kecewakan. Hatiku terluka. Cause you let me down. Ku jaga kesetiaan cinta, tapi kini kau kecewakan. Hatiku terluka. Aku bersumpah atas nama cinta, kau telah jadi miliknya. Ku jaga kesetiaan cinta, tapi kini kau kecewakan. Hatiku terluka.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to let you know about rainbow trees in Bondowoso. Listener, you don't need to go to Peru to see the beauty of rare colorful trees, because in Bondowoso, there is a rainbow forest whose tree trunks look colorful. This area was proposed as a global geological park to UNESCO in terms of biology. The rainbow forest area, reaching about 23 hectares, is included in a special purpose forest area of Sumber Wringin. This area is also used for research activities with co-research or research and development in the field of tree breeding and genetic conservation. It is called rainbow forest because the tree, which has the Latin name eucalyptus in the forest, looks colorful like a rainbow, namely green, yellow, red, orange, and bluish. A biologist from the University of Jember, Randy Setiawan, said that the colors of the eucalyptus tree trunks are caused by the oxidation process between cambium and oxygen. Therefore, when the sap or cambium of the plant peels off, there is a color gradation. The tree trunks in the rainbow forest will be green, yellow, red, orange, dark blue, and then it is brown. The cycle will last and always be repeated throughout the year. The rainbow tree or Eucalyptus deglupta itself is a rare species. At Sumber Wringin, you can only find around 10 to 15 of these rainbow trees. The location is not far from Bondowoso City, about 24.6 kilometers. This forest is located in the Karanganyar Hamlet of Dairungan Hamlet, Sumber Wringin Village, Sumber Wringin District, Bondowoso Regency, East Java Province. Local residents call it Bogor Forest. At first glance, it looks like the trees which are painted in colors. Even in image, it looks like a Photoshop editing result. In fact, it is the natural beauty which is presented by the trees. The colorful like rainbow on tree trunks is from the barks which are often peeled off. The layers of the tree bark peel off alternately. Not only being colorful, the trees are also looking high like a tower about 25 meters high. The characters of these trees are also different from other trees. There are no branches and twigs. The trunk of the tree is straight and towering. If any branches and twigs, they are usually at the top, that is just a little. The eucalyptus forest area in Bondowoso has existed since the Dutch era, precisely around 1939. The place is not officially opened as a tourism destination, but at certain times, a number of students from several universities come to carry out research. Meanwhile, the residents of Bondowoso and surroundings often use this area for selfies. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we'll meet again with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Hello, listeners of Radio Republic Indonesia, wherever you are. I am Armando G. Alvarez, Ambassador of Mexico to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 75th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia and send my best wishes to all its members and listeners. Sekali diudara, tetap diudara.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Berkunjung ke rumah teman, in English, visiting friend's house. Listen to this conversation about berkunjung ke rumah teman, in English, visiting friend's house. Kevin asks Siti's mother whether Siti is at home.
Permisi, Bu.
Iya, Mas.
Ini rumah Siti, kan?
Iya, benar.
Siti ada di rumah?
Ada. Mas siapa ya?
Saya teman kuliah Siti, Bu.
Oh, teman kuliah. Mari masuk.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Ini rumah Siti kan? Which means this is Siti's house, right? Siti ada di rumah, which means is Siti at home? Siapa? Which means who? Teman kuliah, which means college friend. Mari masuk, which means come in. The word kan is an abbreviation of the word bukan and is usually used in interrogative sentence. The word kan is function to confirm something. The answer should be ya, tidak, or bukan. For example, kamu jadi mampir ke rumahku kan? which means you stop by my house, right? Iya, setelah makan siang ya, which means yes, after the lunch, okay? Kamu yang mengambil pensilku kan? Which means you took my pencil, didn't you? Bukan aku, Din. Not me, Din. Hatta, kamu tahu rumah Sinta kan? Which means, Hatta, you know Sinta's house, right? Tidak, aku tidak tahu. Which means, no, I don't know. Besides using the word kan or bukan, you can also use the word benar to confirm something. For example, officer, benar ini rumah Mei? Which means, this is Mei's house, right? Dina, iya benar. Which means, yes, right. Officer, apa benar Anda yang bernama Mei? Which means, are you Mei? Dina, bukan Pak, saya Dina. Which means, no, I'm Dina. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Permisi, Bu.
Iya, Mas.
Ini rumah Siti, kan?
Iya, benar.
Siti ada di rumah?
Ada. Mas siapa ya?
Saya teman kuliah Siti, Bu.
Oh, teman kuliah. Mari masuk.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia, or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today, I present an original song from Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan, entitled Siti Ropeah. The song Siti Ropeah was viral in Indonesian cyberspace amid the COVID-19 pandemic. This song is used as a companion music of the TikTok video. Even on the YouTube site, the video clip for the song Siti Ropeah has been watched more than 6 million viewers. Although it was viral in the early 2020s, the song, which was composed by Abdul Hamid, had been released since the end of 1990s. The lyrics tell a story of a man who likes women named Siti Ropeah. Even though Siti Ropeah looks old with getting makeup overly, the man still loves her. As a matter of fact, the inspiration for this humorous song came from Abdul Hamid's wife, Markana. Siti Ropeah was a nickname for Markana during school in Banjarmasin. Markana explained the song Siti Ropeah was indeed composed especially by Abdul Hamid for her. Unfortunately, Abdul Hamid does not enjoy his viral song because he passed away in 2015. The listener, let's listen to Siti Ropeah by Abdul Hamid. Enjoy the song.
Di mapa akal naik sapi dam ini, sapi dah kimpis, remnya pulang malingkit. Di mapa akal hendak mencari bini, bini nang manis tapi nang ganal buri. Siti Ropeah, orangnya bunga, orangnya seksi. Pintar baaksi Siti Ropeah, orangnya bahenol, ujar orang jua. Biak tuha asal bakaro. Siti Robea nang awak mungkal sekali senggol hati rasa tak punta. Basah pina marobeng hendak mandi tukun kalanteng bajalan kenjat kenjo. Oi 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 Siti Ropea salawat kantat babaju singkat salihat pusat aku lalu tapikan. Ropea sayangi aku. Takutan ikan diambil urang. Ropea, Ropea, yang wapi yang gue butuh buatan kayak ini, kakak punya uang gak lihat. Udah uang dia tuh diam tuh, asal bakal oh, hey, raja artinya. Siti Ropea kurangnya bunga kurangnya seksi pintar baksi. Siti Ropea kurangnya bahenol ujar orang dua biar tuha asal bakaro. Siti Ropea nang awak mungkal sekali senggol hati rasa tak punta. Oi 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 Siti Ropea baisukan bangun buring bepupuk basah pinama ropeng andak mandi turun kalanting bajalan kenjat kenjot. Oi 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 baju singkat tak lihat pusat aku lalu tapikan. Ropea sayangi aku. Ropea cintai aku. Ropea aku takutan ikan diambil urang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tanaman layu apa wahana Senja kuning lu tak tanaman lu sesuka luka galuh putih kakan kambang walu tampulu malam senja wakayu yukung tiung hancap bulik senja di
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.